Perchav Mishnah Aleph, the 20th chapter, the first Mishnah. This Mishnah deals with the following idea. The idea of, as we know, Ochel Nefesh is what distinguishes Shabbos from Yom Tov. Preparation of food is permitted on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. And this Mishnah discusses, what about Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? What about things that are required to prepare for Ochel Nefesh, the preparations for food, what is permitted and what is forbidden. Similarly, in the previous chapter, we spoke about machshirei mila, preparations for a bris mila. How far can one go in preparing for the bris mila, even if it falls out on Shabbos? The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Eleazar Omer, tolin es hamishameres b'yom tov, v'nosanin latluya b'shabbos. The Mishnah says, a person may suspend a strainer on Yom Tov. A person would be able to, on Yom Tov, take a strain. A person would be able to put a filter over a barrel of wine, placed over this barrel almost as a filter, in order to ensure that your wine becomes nice and clean and clear. And what might be the issue? Why wouldn't you be able to do so? We are concerned that perhaps this is like making an ohel, this is making a tent over a kli, making an ohel arai on Yom Tov is permitted, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? The reason is because it's from Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. It is required for to prepare for food. We want to have nice, clear, clean wine. And even though perhaps we could have done it beforehand, nonetheless, as Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is permitted even on Yom Tov itself. However, on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer says that would be prohibited. Why would that be prohibited on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, to create an Ohel Arai, to create a temporary tent, even if it is to strain food, it is forbidden because the Machshirei Ochel Nefesh does not apply on Shabbos. This leniency does not apply on Shabbos. And therefore, it would be prohibited. What then would be permitted on Shabbos? Explains Rabbi Eliezer. If, however, the strainer was already placed before Shabbos, then it would be permitted to place the residual yeast over this strainer, because this is considered a shinoi. This is not the regular way of separating out these pieces of residual wine making process, and therefore it is permitted. The sages argue in Rabbi Eliezer, and they hold, Ein tolin es hamashmeres yom tov, when it is prohibited to place the strainer over a barrel on Yom Tov. The reason is, since creating this ohel, since creating this mini tent, is forbidden, since a person should have done this the day before, should have done this on Erev Yom Tov, Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, things that are needed and can be done to prepare with the food process. It can be done before Yom Tov, it should be, and therefore is prohibited to do on Yom Tov. They know soon the clear of the Shabbos, and unlike the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Chachamim hold that a person cannot place the residue of wine from the winemaking process, place it over the strainer on Shabbos, even if the strainer was suspended from beforehand. It appears the reason is because this might be a tolada of merakade, or borer, of sorting or of separating, aval nosenin luya b'yom tov. However, if this strain was already placed on the barrel, in this large kli before Yom Tov, it would be permitted to put the residue of the grapes, and of this winemaking process, these shemarim, it would be permissible to place them on top of this strainer, since it is because of ochel nefesh. In Ochel Nefesh, it is permissible to strain out these pieces of residual grapes, permitted to do so on Yom Tov in order to draw out a little bit of their juices to have for wine on the Yom Tov. Perchaf Mishnah Beis, chapter 20, the second Mishnah reads as follows. Noslimayim al gabei hashemarim. It is permissible for a person to put water on these remains, this residue from the winemaking process that have been placed on top of a strainer. One would be permitted to pour water on them. Again, it was strained from before Shabbos, in order so that v'shvil sheyitzalu, in order so that the residue will become clear. What will happen? All of the wine will drip through the strainer, and therefore you'll have this good wine located in this jug, in this vat, in this barrel. Others actually say that no, this case is referring to a situation where the residue is actually sitting at the bottom of this barrel, and a person is pouring water over it in order to ensure that the wine that is contained, that is mixed in with all this residue, will become clear. It'll mix with the water, and then you can drink it on Shabbos. And again, this is not really considered borer. You're not really selecting anything here at all, simply because pouring water over this residue is essentially just kind of like pouring water over wine, in which case it is permitted. Pour water on a little bit of wine just to make it, shall we say, a little bit more drinkable. That is mutter to do. The Mishnah continues. Umsananin esayayin v'sudarin uvichfifa mitzvus. A person would be permitted to filter wine on Shabbos, that it will become nice and clear to make it more drinkable, more enjoyable, using these sudarin. Sudarin are these types of scarves, types of scarves that were used or that could be used to strain wine. And we are not concerned that when they become dampened, the person will come and wring them out. And the reason is because since a person usually uses these scarves in this manner, no one's really worried that you'll come to wring them out, because after all, this is what they're made for. They're not really made for to wear. They're just made to be used for straining. Why then is it permissible to use them? It's permissible to use them as long as he doesn't make depression, as long as while doing through this process, the person who is pouring this residue using these scarves would not be allowed to make this depression, to kind of pad down these scarves and to make a little guma, to make this little pit in order to pour the residue over. This is weak enough of a shinoi. If you just leave it flat, you don't make this depression. It's enough of a shinoi of what a person does on the weekday. And that is permitted, because it would be forbidden to do it the exact same way that it is done on a weekday. And also, it is mutar to use kfifa hamitzris. It is permissible to strain using the kfifa hamitzris. Kfifa hamitzris are these baskets that are Egyptian from wickerwork, and they're made out of palm branches. And what a person does, a person uses them to strain, again, the residue. What a person would not be allowed to do, or really, more precisely, what a person must make sure is that he doesn't raise this basket, a tefach, from the bottom of the kli. And the reason is, because first and foremost, it's not really considered boring, not really selecting, because a person could really drink the wine even without this filtration process. And using this Egyptian basket contraption, it's enough of a shinoi, and therefore it is permitted to be used on Shabbos. Also, the notion beitza b'mas nenes shel chardal, the next action which is permissible to do on Shabbos, is that a person can take a beaten egg in this mustard strainer. What a person would do is they'd put, there's a strainer, and on top of the strainer you put the mustard seeds, you put an egg over it, and it is done in order so that the yolk, which is being strained with the mustard seeds, actually will become colored. And this is permitted, again, this is not really borer, because the food, even though it's the white of the egg, is going to remain at the top of the strainer and not really fall through, we are not concerned that it is considered borer, because it is edible, because the white of the egg that remains in the strainer is ultimately food, and therefore a person could really eat all of what they are creating, so it's not really considered borer. The definition of borer is you must remove psoles, you must remove waste from ocha, and here all you're really doing is removing food from food, and that is why it is permitted. The Mishnah continues, va'osin einomelin b'shabbos, those pronounce this not einomelin, but some pronounce it yenomelin b'shabbos. A person is also permitted to make this mixture of wine, honey, and pepper on Shabbos. What might be the reason why a person cannot make this on Shabbos? We are concerned that perhaps it is considered a tircha. It's considered a very arduous job. Therefore, perhaps it would be usher to make because of the labor that it entails. However, says this Tana Kama, it is permitted to do so. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, on Shabbos, you can make this in a kas, in Yom Tov, bilagin, in Yom Tov, in a bottle or a flax, b'moed, b'chavis. During Chol HaMoed, you'd be permitted to make this mixture, this drink, in a large jug. Rav Tzadok omer hakol lefi ha'orchin. Rav Tzadok says, no, the amount of the quantity that a person can make is dependent upon how many guests a person is going to have. Even on Shabbos, if a person is going to have a lot of people coming over to visit, the halacha actually follows the Tana Kama, a person can make this inomlin as much as a person wants to drink on Shabbos, and we're not concerned with Tircha Yisera, we're not worried about this arduous and difficult task. That is not a concern that Chazal had. And therefore, the different amounts of measurements that Rav Yehuda delineates and says only the specific amount during the specific days, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or Moed, you're not concerned with at all.